This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. Jay Kirshner, Jennifer Horn, and the Dagger here. James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas with an easy way for you to think about this day that we're presenting to you. It's May the 1st. May the 1st be with you. No, it's the 4th, right?
Yes, but Star I feel Wars like we should just 4th. Do it the entire month, every single day. May the, whatever day today is, be with you.
May I think you need to do, you know, it's the Instinct song. It's gonna be May. That's what we need.
Yeah, but we missed that yesterday.
Yeah. That's true.
We should have done that Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, folks.
Doug's like, I don't know what you're talking about. With
this is a world of magic and miracles, and May is a good month for that. Just watch things grow. With all the rain we've had here, both on the West Coast and the East Coast, things are growing like crazy. And I was thinking, okay, you want to think about global warming in a different sense? Those of you who are corrupted by some of the current environmental yah-yah stuff, we're going to talk about one corruption in a moment here, but the idea that Los Angeles basically is a desert. But now, as the world turns, as the world squirms, as things change, the desert of Southern California, which used not to be a desert, may go back to its heretofore undeserted, what do we call that? The lushness of the plains. That what was a desert will now become a flourishing, beautiful flower of the desert, and Los Angeles will no longer, as much rain is coming down, we're going to have a change. The world of Southern California will no longer be a desert. It'll become a new, beautiful bouquet of wonderful flower. You like that? Huh. Listen, it could happen. It was that way before. Los Angeles, Southern California, the southwest of this country, wasn't always a desert. Used to be. But the Moroccan bit, you talk about changes. If you look at some of the old, going back billions of years, when the planet first sort of formed its current shape, or at least having land,
what about was it like back then?
Three.
Come on. You set me up for that one. You set me up for that.
Yes. Doing that.
You set me up.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. The jigsaw puzzle that is the planet. That's kind of what we're talking about. All right, here's a seventh grader in Michigan being commended for jumping into action to help save a bus driver and students on a school bus. Incident unfolded after school on the way home. Student was Dylan Reeves. His parents, Mr. and Mrs. Reeves, I guess that makes sense, noticed that the driver of the school bus he was riding in was in distress. And this fellow stepped to the front of the bus and helped bring it to a stop. How about that?
Wow. There's a video of this floating around social media, and the bus driver radios in and says that he's going to have to pull over. He's not feeling well. But before he can fully pull the bus over, he passes out, and you can see it happen. And the student, the seventh grader, goes up forward, Dylan Reeves. He immediately gets the bus to the side, gets the driver's foot off the gas and over to the, he hits the brake for himself, gets everything over. And all in the meanwhile, he's turning to his classmates saying, somebody call 911. You need to call 911. Completely staying so calm, not overreacting or anything or showing any panic, just jumped into action and got things done and saved everybody.
Yeah, this is what happens.
Don't these stories make you feel good about our future instead of all the craziness that you see or we hear about on social media?
Well, yeah, because there's common sense involved. These parents have taught this youngster about driving and about being aware of yourself and the simpler things. Whereas so many times you see these youngsters who are not taught by their parents how to drive or how to be aware because they don't know how to be aware.
Yeah.
It was one of the things my father, of the many things that confounded me as a youth, my father said to me, if you're ever in an accident, it will be your fault. I thought to myself, wait a minute, how could that be? Well, he said, you must drive defensively as if everybody around you didn't know how to drive.
I got that lesson, too, yep.
Yeah. So
well,
you, if you're too
you
close...
That's too.
Nah, not well. They don't around here, but maybe they do where you are. Yeah. Driving defensively is the thing. You cannot be offensive. That is driving. I was on the Mass Turnpike last night coming back from Western Mass, and there were these two guys in the cars that you see in the Fast and the Furious, you know, those little Hondas that are all souped up, and they're close to the road, and these guys went by me. I was doing 70 like I was standing still, and it was pouring rain. I mean buckets coming down. I don't know how these guys in those little cars, oftentimes they have slick tires. They call them slicks, in fact. Don't have any real traction. How are you that suicidal?
My dad had to drive to Vegas this weekend. We had a thing going on up there. And so yeah. He was telling me that he's like, I'll never do this again. He's like, I would rather fly than drive on this road ever again. People have gotten so crazy.
Well, it's selfish. It's selfish.
Know, just to get one car length in front of you, they're going to put your life at risk, their life at risk.
Yeah.
People are just in their own world.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah.
They all think that it won't happen to me. It might happen to other people, but this isn't going to happen to
you. Part of it is being selfish. Part of it is that you're not taught reality. You're taught what to think. We had this whole thing. We had the Framingham dinner to award prestigious prizes in acknowledgement to graduates of Framingham High School, where I went. And so there was a dinner on Friday night, and a lot of these people, I've got close to a couple of fellow that's become a great Hollywood producer, went to France. I didn't know he did until this event. There was a lady who was a pilot for United who graduated in 1991, and she came. Oh, she was the my God, what a wonderful, sweet woman she was. We all had our pictures taken. It was neat, but it was an acknowledgement of people who have really done something, acknowledging.
That's fun. And that, were you like that? You should be like the master of ceremonies.
Well, the master of ceremonies is a local sports host on one of the Boston channels. But there were some people said to me, well, you've done all of this stuff. Why don't they acknowledge you? I said, they just started doing this 7 years ago. Maybe someday, you know, sometime they might. But that's not the point. The point is that there are so many people who accomplish so many things with their lives. That you need to be thinking about them, not necessarily the ones, but they don't make the headlines. That's why we have this dinner every year, to acknowledge these people who have done super well coming out of the Framingham Public Schools. Maybe every community ought to do this and highlight more of the good stuff that's coming from our process. Now, Jennifer, this is something you may talk about next hour on your local program in Los Angeles on KRLA. The headline, if you want to use this, welcome to the new rat race, but it's really about rats.
Oh, no.
You're going to love this.
Oh, no.
The EPA, under your favorite president, is seeking to drastically curtail how rodent management is taking place in this country. This is a complete sort of response to the New York mayor hiring somebody to get rid of the rats, because the EPA doesn't like the way big cities and you and farmers are getting rid of rats. The chemicals have to be reviewed because if they get into the water supply, they could have impact, potentially threatening wildlife. Okay, what do you think the rats...
They're more worried about the rats about the people in
No, they're more worried about the people.
The EPA has now started a number of lawsuits. This is your tax dollars at work. They are challenging the undertaking of these new processes for getting rid of the rats by issuing regulations intended to protect the wildlife. And, of course, none of this is supported by science. None of it is supported by anybody who's got a realistic view of the world. And certainly farmers are on the top of that list because rodents wreak enormous havoc on the farms. I have cats to get rid of the rodents on my farm. I don't need to have any stuff. I don't use any. We have some feed around, certainly, and the cows where they are is manure and those sorts of things. And so the cats take care of the problem. But you're not going to have necessarily the way to take care of all these rodents that come into your home.
into a restaurant,
into a school, into assisted living facilities, into the subways, on the park grounds. All of these things are full of rats.
I love that your plan, because you don't like cats all that much, but you've now changed your mind. And
well, the
now
cats are
cats
functional.
Everywhere, right? Restaurants, subway.
We have three cats. Well, the government doesn't want you to put down things that will kill the rats. And then when the rats, but the rats don't die immediately, they go out and they find what? Because they're trying to drink. Most of the stuff that kills the, like warfarin and stuff, makes them thirsty. So they go looking for water and they go to the nearest water and they die in the water. And so the EPA says that's going to contaminate the water. And maybe it will. But what's more important? What's the priority here? To get rid of the rats that are overtaking our cities and our farms? Or to leave them, or let's have the EPA come up with some way that might get rid of a few of them, but it's not going to hurt the environment.
You also can't tell me that in this day and age, when we can send William Shatner up into space, that we can't figure out how to kill mice safely without poisoning ourselves. We have to figure that out, right?
I would think so. All right, let's talk about, that's why Jennifer's here, your immune system and balance 7 and how you notice how much better. I have a problem because I have an allergy to wheat. Uh-huh. And the gluten thing is a problem, and it creates kind of a backflow and acid wash and all that other stuff. But I've noticed since I started taking balance 7 that I don't have as much of it. If I can take it 3 times a day, if I can find the ability, and that's it. I don't bring it with me, so I'm not around usually during the day.
You should get one of the little bottles and just take some in your car with you.
Yeah, take a swig. I don't have any little. You want to see if you can take care of that for me, Jennifer?
Sure, no
Let's
problem.
See. Yeah, right. All right, no problem. Balance 7 is there to make sure that you unlock your immune system, balance your body. So that's why they call it 7, because that's in the middle of the scale between too much acidity and too much alkalinity. That's the deal, pretty much right to the bottom line. Make yourself better with Balance 7. Call 800-793-9039. Mention my name, Doug, and you get the deal. 800-793-9039 to feel good again.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SkyRizi to learn more.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Not ready for summer yet? Get ready with Vita Super Slim Plus. Vita Super Slim Plus is the new product you heard about where results are amazing and the weight loss is fast. Just take Vita Super Slim Plus once a day and in just weeks get the results you have been waiting for. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com will get you ready for summer in just weeks, not months. With Vita Super Slim Plus, go to VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. That's VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. Use promo code RADIO for a free month supply. Details at VitaSuperSlimPlus.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Okay, a couple of important names in the news, celebrity-wise, here in our social media platform. It's Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner now, with a focus on the life and times of Larry Rivers, who is also known as Gator. He was a famous basketball player, but he didn't play for the major. He wasn't in the NBA. He was a member of the Harlem Globetrotters. And if you have never availed yourself of the opportunity to see this bunch, they started in the 50s, I think, or maybe right after World War II, and they have grown in stature. They still perform, not the original members, but the story of one of the original members, Mr. Rivers, coming right up after this.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
This song is called Sweet Georgia Brown. Any of you who have ever been to see the Harlem Globetrotters or have maybe witnessed them on television, some other venue, you can't get away from the fact it's one of the most entertaining evenings you can spend watching them play. Oftentimes, they won their stripes by playing against major professional basketball teams, and the major teams would always lose to these guys. And their antics out. Larry Rivers, who was known as Gator, among the three or four really great players on the Globetrotters, he could move like you wouldn't believe. Moved around his arms and his legs. He was a sophomore on the Black Beach High School team. down in Georgia. He came from Savannah, Georgia. And so he was recognized as being a great high school player. So in 1967, he was an all-state player, graduated from high school, and went to a small college. He was an all-conference guard. He played and coached for 16 years with the Harlem Globetrotters.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are some other people that he played with. But these guys, unbelievable. He was only 73. I don't know what happened to him, but...
Cancer.
But he had cancer? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he really was someone who you just... I don't know how to describe it. It just... amazingly fun to watch the Harlem Globetrotters.
It is, and it's not just their talents of what they do with that ball. It's very comical. It's so funny and so engaging.
I remember interviewing them once, and he was one of the guys I interviewed. They were just all having a great time. They had a wonderful outlook on life, and so God love the guy. Speaking of having a great outlook on life, Mark Wahlberg says his life has changed since he lived in a $90 million mansion in Los Angeles, moved to Las Vegas, and now says he and his wife and his life with his four children are so much better, he wished he'd done it before. And I guess a lot of people are thinking that way, moving out of Beverly Hills.
Hollywood.
He got $87 million for his house when he sold it last year. A 30,000 square foot house. See you later, Hollywood. Bye bye. 28 past the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Wilson Garcia had a month-old son who was crying while a neighbor in Cleveland, Texas, north of Houston, was firing his weapon Friday night. The resulting actions by the alleged shooter, authorities say, he turned the gun on his neighbors. The suspect, 38-year-old Francisco Oropeza, remains at large this morning despite a search involving more than 200 police from multiple jurisdictions. Sheriff Greg Capers from the San Jacinto Sheriff's Office.
We arrived, found four people deceased inside the house. We life-flighted a 8-year-old boy to a hospital, and he has since been pronounced deceased at the hospital.
SpaceX confirms the final payload of last night's Heavy Falcon launch was a success. The satellite will provide internet coverage to Alaska for Pacific Dataport. Thanks for listening, my friend. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day,
Karen.
It's gonna
be a good day.
It has been a good day.
A lot of talk shows are kind of tone deaf. We aren't. We're open for business at 855-999-DOUG. How about it, Jay? Open for business, yes?
Yes. 855-999-3684. Be part of the conversation.
34 at the hour. Doug Steffens, good day program with Jay Kirshner on May Day. May Day, May Day, May Day. You wonder where that came from when May Day is a day to celebrate a lot of great things. May Day through the years has been, had a lot of different meanings, but they were all good.
Mm-hmm.
Seasonal
honoring
change.
Workers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it started back in the Roman days, the Roman Empire, during the Celts when they'd have a celebration of the flowers coming. It was a festival of fertility and that sort of thing, both male and female fertility, supposedly. Those were the first ones, the Europeans. I don't think they were called Europeans then, though, right? They were called Romans. The maypole dancing around that. And then the Russians started it. A whole different, I think Russian independence is celebrated on May Day, isn't it? Isn't that what May Day is about over there? If I remember correctly, there's something, there's a special thing in May. And then there's Cinco de Mayo, which comes up on Friday. Everybody gets drunk. Why? Who knows? But It's, well, let's go have a drink. It's Cinco de Mayo.
Well, it's kind of like St. Patrick's Day, where
it's celebrating this.
Yeah, everybody just kind of wants to get involved with it anyway. But yeah, Cinco de Mayo is. I think it's one of those things that a lot of people think it is Mexico's Independence Day, and it's something else.
Yeah, it is, but I can't remember what it is either.
Yeah,
my father's birthday.
A victory over France and the Battle of Puebla. That's what it was.
Puebla. Yep. Later this week, we will help you celebrate May's Flower Moon, which will take place on Friday. That's something I know you'll be excited about that, so you can hold your breath till then. Today is also Great Lakes Awareness Day, one of the most glorious wonders of our country, the fresh water that is in the Great Lakes. It helps a whole lot. The water that comes down the Mississippi comes out of those lakes, and it irrigates all vast millions of acres of land on both sides. The largest group of fresh water in this part of the world, 80% of the water requirements of the continent come from the Great Lakes, in case you didn't know that. It's really wonderful. The explorers who went down from, you know, in the 1840s and 50s, the things, you know, you hear about the various explorations that went out across the Great Lakes, up the river from the east. Why do I'm missing that? What's the name of the riverway, the great riverway that separates America from Canada? Superior, not, no. What the heck's the name of the river? Isn't that awful? I have to look at a map to see it. Anyway, you know what I'm saying. The Great Lakes are one of our great treasures. And so we celebrate Great Lakes Awareness. The St. Lawrence River, I don't think that takes a minute sometimes. What's the old expression? Put your mind in gear, put your mouth in motion. I know I was thinking about the St. Lawrence River, and so that's what leads up into the first of the Great Lakes, and then they all trail into one another.
Mm-hmm. All the different ones. And I was I knew you weren't talking about the Cuyahoga River, but that was the one that was in my head, because that was where, in the late 60s, a lot of the environmental action started with the Great Lakes. Yeah, because the river caught on fire. And when does water catch on fire?
Well, when you fill it up with pollutants.
There's just that much pollution. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. All kinds of pollution. Today, we inspire people by thinking about the likes of William Shakespeare. William Shakespeare played Romeo and Juliet. Friar Lawrence gives advice to young Romeo. He's decided to marry Juliet. And his advice, wisely and slow, they who stumble run fast. Maybe the other way of saying it is, they who run fast stumble. I'm rewriting Shakespeare. I should write a book.
Well, Stephen rewrites the first time. Yeah, you have to fix it.
Right. Yeah. Well, he was an English romanticist, to be sure. Shakespeare certainly contributed a great deal to the to the world. You know, what would you think about if it wasn't for some of the great words of the bard Shakespeare? May 1st used to be moving day for everybody in New York City. The crowds in Manhattan, Rockefeller Center, that sort of thing. Imagine the majority of the city's population packing the streets with beds, all their personal belongings, on one day of the year. That's how it was for the better part of two centuries in New York, thanks to the tradition that may have stemmed from the English celebration of May Day, or at least traditions brought over by the Europeans. The mood among residents was more frenzied than celebratory by the time leases expired. That's what happened. The first leases, when people were renting apartments, an interesting overview of this in the Times, going back to 1855. So leases began, who knows why. It was the beginning of spring, sort of the beginning of new, fresh. So let's move and have a new beginning. My daughter and her husband and my grandson are moving into a new place. May is a great time to move. So if you're thinking about moving, why not move in May? Mm-hmm. Get it done before the good weather comes in.
Well, it's definitely a seller's market in end of April, early May, because a lot of people are wanting to move and get into the school districts and get their kids registered for school.
Next
you have to do so by a certain time.
Yep, exactly. So there you go. How about that? That is a great thank you. Percentage of Americans per year who move, 10%. Do you believe that? 10% of the American, you're one of those statistics, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Are people moving, right? The largest moving truck available for renters is 26 feet long, right? And let's see, the average cost of moving, if you're moving less than 100 miles, is $1,400. That's taking into account if you hire a mover, blend it in with renting a truck and doing it yourself, that sort of thing. Yep.
Well, and you also run the risk of, at least if you hire movers, you can get insurance. So if any of your items or belongings, furniture is damaged, that can be taken care of, and they are packing it more. They have those, what are the thick blankets that they know what they're doing, where if you do it yourself, you get the U-Haul, and then next thing you know, you didn't pack it correctly, and you open the tailgate or the lift or whatever.
Right, out comes.
And everything starts falling out.
That's happening. So this makes sense. There are 8,400,000 people who live in Manhattan. And as of this year, the number of housing units in play in New York, 3,469,240. Those are the number of housing units. So in those 3.5 million housing units reside 8.5 million people. So what does that turn out to be? It's less than 3 per unit, right? It is less than 3. Yeah, so parents and one child, maybe. And there'll be a quiz later on this, folks.
Yeah, well, yeah, if you're averaging it out, because then you have some who do have more than others who live alone.
Right.
Just the two people. Wait, what's the nickname, the acronym for dual income, no kids? Is that what they were calling it, DINKS at one point?
Yes. That's exactly what they call them, dinks, yep. Dual income, no kids. Your father, Mike McVeigh, most outstanding consultant in the radio business, is sort of feeding into my discussion about artificial intelligence, talking about how it is for broadcasters. There are a number of stations now. We've had what they call voice tracking. You've done some of it, Jay, on stations around the country where you're hired by the station. Instead of having a local announcer, they hire people like you and me. I had not done it, but it was, you know, I've done commercials and, you know, it's kind of the same sort of thing. You record the breaks and they're played in the music sets. I don't mean to get too much into the weeds, but so now instead of using your voice or hundreds of other voices that are employed by radio stations around the country, artificial intelligence is being used. I'm sorry we didn't do this with Jennifer here, because she tried it on her program in Los Angeles, and the outcome was, I would say, dire. It may be exciting, it may be interesting, but it's also pretty dire. And so if I were running a station, I guess there's two sides to this. I'd be kind of skeptical about putting synthetic voices on the air.
Mm-hmm.
But if people are just used to someone doing this, is radio's own, shooting themselves in the foot, because they've limited now the stations have commercials and voice announcers to tell you what you're listening to. But that could be any voice.
Yeah.
So what they become, basically, is a jukebox. There's no personality that comes across through artificial intelligence.
And there's nothing local. There's nothing local about what's going on. There's no, here's what's going on in your actual town. Here is something, a news or an update that isn't just a national level. It's a local level. Your favorite restaurant down the street. Guess what? It's on fire right now. It's burnt down. Hey, there's a traffic jam on this street and that street. And I'm not just talking when the traffic reporters come on and do all of that stuff. Because how many people will tune that out, or that's when they decide to use it as a commercial break and change the station or whatever. But when you have something leading into a song and somebody says, hey, real quick, don't go down this road. You don't have that with AI.
No, not at all. So anyway, I could go on and on. I'm going to probably be talking about this almost every day of our lives going forward because I think it's so bad. But it is what it is. Speaking of bad, I had some reaction from folks last week who listened to me talk with Dr. Ken Kronaus on the Good Day Health excerpt that he's here on Good Day and also on the Good Day Health weekend program. We were talking about the stats when it comes to tobacco use and how it continues to go down in our country, which is good news. What isn't good news is the other side of this, which is a focus on vaping. And even with all the information that there is about vaping out there, Jay, it is still on the rise among teenagers, adolescents, etc., etc. E-cigarettes, nicotine, tobacco, all that is on the rise for children and teenagers as young as middle school. Is this a public health crisis? Let's listen to a thorough vetting of this from Andy Solomon.
The use of e-cigarettes is on the rise among teens and adolescents. Dr. Susan C. Wally, an author of the new policy statement from the American Academy of Pediatrics, discusses the need for early intervention and federal regulations to reduce tobacco use in children.
1 in 6 high school students and 1 in 20 middle school students are current tobacco users. 90% of tobacco users begin smoking before the age of 19, when the body and brain are especially vulnerable to addiction.
There are multiple evidence-based approaches that pediatric clinicians can take to protect children.
The FDA has the authority to regulate tobacco and nicotine products. However, fruit and candy-flavored e-cigarettes are still available in stores and online. The American Academy of Pediatrics is recommending screening all adolescents for nicotine and tobacco use as part of health supervision visits, and if using, access to services to help stop.
For more, go to healthychildren.org.
Here's how we long for Skechers hands-free slip-in footwear.
The world has gone hands-free. However, if you want to put on a pair of sneakers, you still need to bend down and help your feet in. Until now. Introducing Skechers hands-free slip-in footwear. You don't need to reach down to help your heel in. You just step into them and off you go. So what's the secret? Well, there's a special smooth comfort pillow in the heel that helps your foot slide into place. And they stay on just like a pair of laced-up sneakers.
Get hands-free slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Elizabeth Biller here from Calitrin, who makes it sound so easy.
It really is super easy. It's once a day, right at bedtime. You don't have to think about it again until the next night. And I am a living testament, y'all. I've lost 40 pounds of this product, and I have kept it off.
But then what do you do when you have the urges to eat the stuff that puts the weight back on so you go right back to where you started?
It is like a multifaceted product when it comes to weight loss because it helps with sleep, and it's also great for joint pain, too. So we have brought back everyone's favorite sales that we've had over the last 26 years and put them into one giant sale. So we've got discounts on every bottle. We've got the buy three, get three free. We've got some other stuff on there. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see a lot of options on there, which is great. This is going to be a great time to get on Calitrin.
Elizabeth Miller, thank you for being here from Calitrin. Website again, toploss.com.
A lot of new enrollments, huh? Braylon, Brayden.
Monique's daycare is crawling with new arrivals.
Hey, sweetie, are you hungry?
She needs more early childhood educators.
Did your sock slip off again?
And a nap.
Hey there, little guy. Okay. Whoa.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Certainly would not be considered one of my favorite movies. Some of these old gladiator movies from the Roman times are among the most violent. I remember Woody Strode being in one of them. Let's see, who else has been? Brad Pitt has been in one of the most violent ones. Troy, they're all the same, though.
Well, this theme is the Gladiator from 2000 with Russell Crowe. It premiered this day in movie history, May 1st, 2000. Ridley Scott directed it, went on to win the Oscar for Best Picture. Joaquin Phoenix was pretty awesome as the villain. They're going to do a sequel. Russell Crowe will not be in it because he was killed off at the end of the original. But
he's also too fat now to do it.
I can't argue that one. Paul Mescal, an actor relatively unknown, is going to star. Denzel Washington is going to co-star. Connie Nelson will be back. That's going to be an interesting project. That was a great score, by the way. I like that music a lot. I thought Gladiator was a good, pretty solid movie. Made a big name out of Russell Crowe, who I think is a terrific actor, but you're right, he has put some weight on.
Yeah, he's very good. He plays such a varied number of roles.
He's really good as Jor-El, the father of Superman and the Man of Steel, too. I thought he was excellent.
He was good in the story of the man who got the goods on the tobacco companies. I'm trying to remember what that was called. You remember when this guy, whistleblower for the tobacco companies? I can't remember the name of it. Great. That's a very good
one. That was a terrific movie.
Right. All right. So anyway, let's bring ourselves into today, including what happened this weekend on the box office total scene. Any surprises there, Chucker?
Well, there's one clunker, the big George Foreman movie. Came in 11th, just $3 million. Nobody really cared. Believe it or not, I looked it up. That movie cost $35 million to produce. Movies are not cheap to produce, especially when you release them theatrically.
Yeah.
But Yeah, I mean, Super Mario Brothers, another 40 million, 33% drop off week to week, 490 here. Domestically, a billion worldwide. That's a big winner. Evil Dead, rise 12.2, 50% week to week. Good hold, 44%. I mean, 44 million in 10 days of release. Are You There, God? It's Margaret, 6.8 million. That's based on a 1970 book. I got a chance to see this movie. We booked it at the theater. I liked it. I don't think I'm the target audience, but I enjoyed
it. Is it too much of the God Squad, or was it, like, most of those movies hit you over the head with
it? It's a coming of age. It's a very quirky, interesting coming of age movie. You got to see it. It's hard to explain in a minute or two, but this lead performance by this girl, Abby Ryston, I thought was really good, and Rachel McAdams and Kathy Bates co-star in it, so I think it's going to have good word of mouth. 99% positive Rotten Tomatoes.
I may go see it then. Yeah.
John Wick 4 plays 4-5 million, just a 14% drop week to week. Great holds, 176 million.
Do you see all of the press about him with his girlfriend who's a producer, who doesn't look like anybody you would expect to see him with?
Oh, Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, right. It's kind of nice. It's kind of cute, actually, to see the attention. They've gone public with their relationship. I can't remember her name, but she's a big talent.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
And Star Wars Return of the Jedi, they re-released it into 475 screens. 4.7 million, that's almost a $10,000 per screen average. That's the highest
screen average. Why the heck wouldn't they open it wide?
They probably realize that it's a limited order, but still, that's good. That's almost...
This is the week of May the 4th be with you. What better week to put that movie out? It's the anniversary of it. That's why they did it. The anniversary.
Yep. Yeah. It came out in 1983.
Molly Ringwald says that she turned down Julia Roberts' role in Pretty Women. How many times are you going to get this story? Has been a rehash of how many people were offered the job. Yeah, but, I mean, why do they keep integrating Julia Roberts? She got the job, so all these other people are whining. Well, I didn't get it. I was offered the job, and I decided not to. Okay, so
well,
what?
I think they talk about it because it's sort of therapeutic. That obviously would have changed. She's had a good, she had a good run, Molly Ringwald, but
yeah,
I don't think she had the star power of Julia Roberts. But if she did get that role, one, it would have been a different movie, too. Probably would have changed her life. I don't know if it would have been a massive hit. You know, a lot of that stuff's lightning in a bottle. Julia Roberts' chemistry with Richard Gere.
She was also offered the role of in Silence of the Lambs and Working Girl, two very different.
Wow. Those are big movies, though.
She said no.
Yeah.
So,
how about this? Liam Neeson going to do a sequel to Ice Road. Who cares?
What was Ice Road?
I don't know. It was one of his directors.
Oh, that movie last year. Well, that'd be all right. No, that's okay. Come on. Give the guy a break.
I'm not as enthusiastic as you.
I'm very enthusiastic. So straighten up and fly right, Chucker. Will
I'm
you
trying.
Please?
I'm
I
trying.
Know you are. Chuck Curry, our movie man, on Movie Moments on Good Day at 59 past.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.